The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Have you ever heard the phrase, saved by a miracle? It is going to take on an entirely different meaning to you. And in a story that is not miraculous, it's just somebody doing the right thing. Sacramento, customer service agent with American Airlines. Her name is Denise Miracle. It was a normal Thursday afternoon. Two girls come to her counter. They're going to check in on a flight. And immediately she started to have a feeling something's not right here. Denise is joining us now. Hello, Denise.
Hi, Mr. Beck. How are you?
I'm very good. So glad to have you on. Thank you for telling this story, and thank you for what you did. Can you tell us that Thursday afternoon, these two kids come walking up, and what do you see, and what starts to happen?
Like you said, it was regular Thursday, but these two young girls come up and tell me that they want to check in for their flight. And I said, oh, okay, let me see your ID. And they kind of looked at each other and they said, oh, well, we don't have an ID. And I thought, oh, okay. I said, well, what about your school ID? Because school had just started in our area, and most campuses here, you can't be on campus without an ID. IDs are pretty important. It allows them to know who belongs on campus.
Yeah. How old were these kids?
The young girl was 15. She had just turned 15, and the other one was 17.
Okay.
And so they looked at each other, and then they said, well, we don't have our school ID either. And I just thought, oh, well, okay, that's kind of weird. And I'm kind of looking around, you know, for a parent, you know, as a parent standing off to the side, allowing them to check in. And I said, well, how do I know it's you? How do I know this is your ticket, you know? And one of the young girls, she had her phone in her hand, and she put her phone up, and she said, look, you know, this is my Facebook account. And I thought to myself,
not a legal form of ID.
Yeah, not real valid.
Right.
And the younger girl, she grabbed her phone and said, oh, look, I have an Instagram account. And I just thought, wow, this is, you know, this isn't good. So I said, you know, where's your mom? And one of the girls said, They know we're going. She knows we're going. And I just thought, well, that's not really what I asked.
Yeah.
And again, I'm kind of looking around, like, you know, is the mom in the bathroom? Is the mom coming in? You know, like she just parked the car and she's coming in. Mm-hmm. And there's no one with these young girls. And they have a bunch of little bags, little tote bags, book bags. They don't have a proper carry-on. They don't have a proper check bag. And usually when young people are traveling, you know, parents will bring them in. And even if they're going by themselves, you know, maybe the parent's going to stand off to the side and,
oh, yeah,
you know, let them.
I've done this many times.
And check in.
Yeah, as a parent, you stand off to the side freaking out. Yeah, so I know that. I've done it.
Yeah, but you have to let them grow
and do
their thing.
Right.
So, I'm kind of looking around. There's no parent. And I just thought, oh, this is kind of weird. So I said, well, hang on a minute. And I went into the back behind the ticket counter, and I spoke to the supervisor, and I said, you know, I've got two young girls out here. They've got no ID. There's nobody with them. And, you know, they're trying to check in. I said, it just doesn't feel right. Something's going on with these kids. And my first thought was, you know, maybe they're running away from home. I kind of thought they're running away.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to the supervisor, and she said, you know, there's not too much you can do. And I said, you know, I think I'm going to call the sheriff. I'm just going to have somebody talk to them. So
good for you.
Meanwhile, I went out front, and I was calling the communication center to see if they could send somebody over. And another agent came by and said, I guess someone else had tried to check them in while I was in the back. And they said, those kids aren't going anywhere. That ticket is purchased with a stolen credit card. And so I was like, this is not good. Yeah, there's just alarm bells going off. Not good, not good. Nothing of this is good. So I called the sheriff. They called the comm center. And I said, hey, I got two girls here trying to get on a plane. They have no ID. There's no parent with them. I said, and it's the ticket was purchased with a stolen credit card. I said, can you send somebody over here to talk to them? And thank goodness they responded. An officer came over, and there's a Starbucks kiosk right by our ticket counter. So the girls had stepped to the side and were sitting over there. I could see them. They were sitting there. And the officer came over and started to speak to them. And I would about, my job. I was checking people in and doing my thing, but I could see them out of the corner of my eye. And there was another officer and another officer and another officer. And I just thought, oh, wow, something's going on, And then later when the officer, like an hour later, the officer came over. And at that point, we found out additional information that these girls had not even met this guy. This gentleman had sought them out on the internet by their postings, hashtag this, hashtag that, and had befriended them on the internet with Facebook and Instagram. And the older girl apparently had FaceTimed him, and she thought she was doing, her due diligence, seeing if this guy was real. And there was a person with a face that was talking to her, and this person bought them a ticket to go to New York and told them that, he was going to pay them to do something, and they were going to make some money, and then they would come back home and go back to school, and everything would be fine. And the officer told them, you don't have a ticket home. You have a one-way ticket. And he said at that point, the girls kind of, it shook them up a little bit, and they said, we wouldn't have done anything we didn't want to do. And the officer said, you probably wouldn't have had a choice. Yeah. And he told me later, he said, those girls were on a one-way ticket to nowhere. They would be gone. They were never coming back.
Saved by Denise Miracle. It's it's amazing. When we just take the extra time and just go with our gut, and there's not much you can do. Some people would have said, "Yeah, not that much I can do," and you went the extra mile. Thank you so much, Denise, and thanks for being willing to share it with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on. It's an important message to get across. And like you said, just that one extra question, where's your mom? Who's with you?
Thank you. Thank God you did that. And before you leave, Denise, if you could perform one more miracle, get me executive platinum, I'd appreciate it.
Thanks, Denise.
I'll put in a good word for you.
Thank you.
All right. God bless.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.